Bryan Adams and Summer of 69 there. A little trip back to the Isle of Wight Festival 2003 and one of the first revived festivals. Josh Peverley on the radio until 5pm with the festival show. 68 days to go until the gates open. It's getting ridiculously close now. And on the other end of the phone this afternoon, we should have Steve Harley.
Yeah, hi.
Hello, Steve. How are you?
Hi, Josh. Yeah, pretty well, thank you. Pretty well.
And I hear you're away to another Grand National this afternoon. Is that true?
Half the country is. Yeah, I've owned racehorses on and off for the last 30 years, and it's my hobby, my therapy outside of travelling around the world and being a musician. My downtime is spent reading form and stuff when I'm on the road. Yeah, it's my big passion. Yeah.
Oh wow, are you betting on any horses this afternoon then?
Oh yeah, you have to have a bet in the National. I usually back. Most years I'll back two or three each way at good prices, and most years we do quite well.
That's great. And the weather's lovely too where we're on the Isle of Wight. Is it lovely for you?
No, it's not.
Isn't it?
Dank and miserable up in Suffolk, my friend. I'm lucky you've been on the sunny Isle of Wight. I wish I was there. I often do. I miss the Isle of Wight. I used to come a lot. My parents used to take us where I was the second of five children, and we used to all cram into a... In the early 60s, we'd cram into a Ford Consul or a Zephyr, they had no seat belts and a bench seat in the front. So there were seven of us in one car with no seat belts. And we used to come over and stay in big four-berth caravan things.
Wow.
Permanent mobile homes, as it were. I don't know what you call them. We used to stay there, and I remember so well the tide goes out. Was it near Ryde?
Yes.
And the tide goes out so far in the Solent that when the big ships came through, we felt like we could almost touch them. I saw all the big ships of the time, the Queen Mary, the Queen Elizabeth, there was an American one, was it called the United States?
I think it was called.
Oh, no. Yeah, all the big liners of the day in the early 60s to the mid 60s. That was on our summer holidays.
Are you still a visitor to the island? Do you ever come down?
Not really, no, except to play. This will be my third visit as playing since John Giddings took the mantle on. I was there, to be honest, I was there. I was there in 69 and 70 with my mates from South London. I was at both of the big ones.
Wow, I was going to ask you, were there. What was it actually like there? I'm far too young for that, but what was it actually? Was it a good atmosphere?
Oh, it was just great. I mean, 69 was very special because Dylan hadn't been in Britain for several years. The rumour was that he'd broken his neck from a motorbike accident, and he came back all country and western and stepped out in a white suit and a beard after the band. The great thing that night in 69 for lots of us was that the band who were backing him, they played an hour's set before Dylan, and they were superb, really, really superb. I much preferred 69 to 70. 70 was had a lot of very big names, but it wasn't so well organised, I didn't think. It ran late, and I remember Hendrix coming on at 3 o'clock in the morning or something.
Blimey. Do you think festivals have changed?
I went to lots of festivals. Pardon?
Do you think festivals have changed much since back then?
Oh, yeah. Nothing like the same. We used to, in those days, we used to pitch our tents in the same field as the stage. You didn't have any sort of separate camping sites or camping fields, nothing like that. You went into the main field, looked at the stage, and marked out your spot and pitched your little tent for sleeping in.
Blimey.
So it was quite different, yeah. And there were no facilities. We used to have to, you know, walk in to find ditches and stuff. It wasn't very hygienic for anything.
No, and obviously, as we said, you're returning to the Isle of Wight Festival, and you're on the main stage on a sunny Sunday afternoon, aren't you?
Yeah. I don't know what time we're on. I think it's in the mid-afternoon, I believe.
You excited about returning then, or?
Say, pardon?
You excited about returning to the festival?
Yeah, always. I play a lot of festivals. We'll be doing about a dozen this summer. And in Europe and Scandinavia, I just love them. You go in. I've played like coming out of the Isle of Wight and coming out of Glastonbury that I've done three times. I'm just glad to get out. I love to come in and play, absolutely love it, and hang about around the backstage and meet a few old friends or people that I might want to say hello to, musicians and stuff. That's all rather, the camaraderie can be quite pleasant. But I have to say, it's getting back into your tour bus and getting out, and you see the the masses. I'm always quite glad to be heading home again. I think my days of pitching a tent and sitting out there for days on end are way gone.
And are you just coming for the Sunday, the Isle of Wight Festival, or are you coming for the whole weekend?
No, we're busy on the Saturday night before. No, I don't even know my own travel arrangements. Someone else looks after that. But I understand we'll arrive on Sunday morning, and we're playing mid-afternoon, and ere long, I suppose, we'll be... You see, at festivals, the promoters really like you to vacate your dressing room, which is porter cabins.
Yeah.
You can't just say, I'm going to stick around and watch The Killers, which I'd love to do on Saturday. I'd have liked to have been there Saturday to see The Killers. They're one of my favourites of modern bands. But no, I should get out again. It's work for us, you see. And yeah, as I say, they want the dressing rooms. I'd like to stick around and see some of the people playing after me. The Script are playing, aren't they?
Yeah, and Bon Jovi, Blondie. It's a good lineup Sunday.
Yeah. The Script interests me a little bit, and I would have liked to have seen them live. But it depends on, how much time we're allowed to stay in our dressing room, our porter cabin.
Yeah, well, it's rock and roll, isn't it? It's a rock and roll lifestyle. That's the way I see it. You also judged the Isle of Wight Festival Unsigned competition, didn't you, at the Half Moon, not long ago?
Yeah. That was a good evening, because I sort of dreaded it. When I agreed to take part, and I don't know why I was asked by Mr. Giddings, when I agreed, I kind of immediately thought, what have I let myself in for? I'd been on one panel 5 or 6 years ago in Suffolk, where I live, in Bury St. Edmunds. And the truth, to be really honest, the truth is that the six or so artists acts that we saw that afternoon were just dreadful. They were, going nowhere, and it was soul destroying to try to find words to say to them that weren't too nasty. It was just pretty poor. But the bands that played at the Half Moon for the unsigned competition for the Isle of Wight Festival were all, without exception, were all pretty good. And the six that went through and get a spot at the festival this year are all worth seeing. Various genres, they're not all in the same musical world, but they were all really talented, and one or two quite original. There's a couple of them. Don't ask me for names, because it was a month ago, and I only saw them play two songs. But a couple of them, the rock bands, were singing with really good 3 and 4 part harmonies, which you don't hear very often these days. It took me way back.
Yeah, and that's what I mean. I was just going to say, there's a lot of good talent, and hopefully they'll adapt, obviously, as you were saying, the different genres to the different stages.
Yeah, check them out.
I will.
Yeah, check them out. The two or three were especially interesting to me, but as I say, there were so many different genres involved in the competition that while I was expected to make a comment because I was on a panel of judges, I'm not going to pretend that each genre especially appeals to me. You can't love everything. You can't like all types.
You can't please everyone, can you?
My taste is pretty broad, but it's not infinite.
And what obviously are your future plans? Are you still going to be gigging in maybe a few years' time, do you think? Or
never stop playing shows, no. That's what I do. That's my living and my job, which I totally love. I love travelling. I love it. I don't like airports much, but getting somewhere is, being somewhere else is fantastic. Having a ticket in your drawer, having a list, an itinerary of a tour, of dates to play. We play through in the year, last year we played from way north of the Arctic Circle to the south of Spain. And, you see a lot of the world. I do like it. I get out and about and visit the cities, and the galleries and the museums and things. So I really enjoy it. And we've got a live album coming out in the summer, a double album of a concert we played in Birmingham Symphony Hall in November with orchestra and choir.
Oh, wow.
And that's a pretty huge project, which was a big event for me. And I've just finished mixing those recordings down to CD. So that will be coming out.
Yeah, and I've also just had a text message from my very own mother, actually, saying that she can't wait to see you at the Isle of Wight Festival this year. She's a massive fan, and actually that is a fact. And she missed you the past couple of times due to the babies, so can you give her a shout? And she also wants to know, what is your favourite song to play live?
Of my own?
Yes.
Oh, gosh. Send your mum my love and best wishes.
Thank you, I will.
Hello, Josh's mum. I hope we play the right stuff for you at the Isle of Wight at the festival. Of my own playing live, it would be, and I'm going to do it in the Isle of Wight, it would be a song called Riding the Waves, if only because I love its romance. It's very romantic, but there's a chorus which they sing back at me, and you can be hearing the song for the first time, as many thousands in the field on Sunday in June will be hearing it for the first time. But they will sing back to me. They sing the chorus for me, and it is just, we got the feeling of riding the waves. And when you hear thousands and thousands of people singing that, it's really, really sweet and very moving. You know, tell your mum it's very touching for artists, for performers, no matter how big you are. You might be an international superstar, but it doesn't matter who you are, when you wave your hand to bring an audience into your stage, to bring them into the stage to sing with you, metaphorically into the stage, that's a great moment for any performer. It's just beautiful. At the end of an hour's set, you do that, you know, and yeah, that's a special moments when they come back and sing for you. That's very special.
Definitely. I honestly very much looking forward to the performance at the Isle of Wight Festival this year. So
yeah, it's a great lineup, isn't it?
It is. So thank you very much for obviously joining us this afternoon. Unfortunately, we are sort of running out of time here, but
back to the Grand National.
Yes, bring on the Grand National. And
T for Thrill and Kappa Blue, they're the ones you want to be on.
I'll have to see if I can get some betting done in a minute.
T for Three, Kappa Blue, back and both each way, that's what I've done. Let's hope they'll get round safely so that the animal rights people stay off the back of the race, you know. It's an important sporting event. Accidents will always happen.
Well, thank you very much for obviously joining us this afternoon. It has been a real pleasure.
Now, real joy talking to you, Joshua, and I wish you well.
Thank you, and the same to you, and obviously we'll see you in June at the Isle of Wight Festival.
You will, come and say hello.
I will definitely.
Bring your mum.
I will, I'll bring her along. No worries, thank you very much.
See you
there. And we're going to close, in fact, with you live at the Isle of Wight Festival last time. How's that sound?
Oh, good, great stuff. 2005, we recorded it, didn't we?
Yeah, and I managed to find it, and I thought, well, I'm gonna close with that. So thank you. It is Come Up and See Me, Make Me Smile, probably one of my favourite summer songs.
Well, thank you. They all sing back to me.
No worries.
They sing that chorus.
Well, that's it. I thought the sing-along, you know, sunny afternoon on the Isle of Wight, sing-along chorus, it's a good tune.
Well, thank you.
No worries. Thank you very much, and we'll see you very, very soon.
It's been a pleasure talking to you.
And you, thank you.
See ya.
That was Steve Harley on the show. It's Josh Peverley on the radio until 5 p.m. The time has just gone 4 minutes to 4, so we're going to get this in the summer spirit by playing you Steve Harley live from the Isle of Wight Festival last time he performed. I'll be back the other side of 4 o'clock just after the news with some more great music to get you in the Isle of Wight Festival spirit. Stay tuned.
Vectis Radio. Nothing left. Yeah. sounds so good. Come on. Sounds great. Sounds great. Come on, one more. Let's pick it up. Sounds great.